going to go ahead and call us back into order. Clarify where we are. ONCA 1845 and ONCA 1871 were advanced to third reading on today's agenda after engrossment, and ONCA 1841 and ONCA 1860 were advanced to general order day three on today's agenda, which is where we are. Congresswoman Pratt.
I make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and return ONCA 1860 on general order day two on today's agenda.
Second.
Okay, motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and return ONCA 1860 to general order day two on today's agenda. It was seconded by Congresswoman Lemon. This is a rule suspension, so there is no discussion. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no.
No.
I had one no by Congresswoman Edwards. Okay, moving back to general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. We're on ONCA 1860, an act to authorize and appropriate $180,000 to the Osage Nation Foundation to be administered and distributed as donations and matching grants for arts, culture, and history, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Pratt.
Page 1, line 25, strike 100,000 and insert 80,000 and adjust totals and adjust the totals and corresponding language. Also, line 31, strike 80,000 and insert 60,000 and adjust totals and corresponding language. Line 37, strike 180,000 and insert 140,000 and adjust the totals and corresponding language.
Second.
Motion by Congresswoman Pratt. It was seconded by Congressman Maker. Without objection, ONCA 1860 is advanced to general order day three on today's agenda. Okay, we're going to move to general order day three. First bill is ONCA 1845, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch. No. First bill is ONCA 1841. An act to authorize and appropriate $9,750,000 to the Health Benefit Plan Fund from fiscal year 2019 tribal revenue and to establish an alternate effective date. There is one amendment. Presented by Congressman Potts. Page 1, throughout the bill, strike $9,750,000 and insert $10 million. Is there discussion to the amendment? Congresswoman Edwards.
There are two issues currently regarding the health benefit plan that were up for discussion and possible action in this session, which didn't take place because the bill has been tabled. One of them was reverting back to an annual application process. That was changed in short order in October 2017 without the benefit of a study or any kind of indication as to the impact that would have on the amount of money that would need to be kept in the fund. So that question has not been answered as of today, and I don't believe it will be answered before the end of session. The second issue was what would be the impact of rollover funding, and I think we got some answer to that question, but again, without knowing what a perpetual application does for you, I don't think you can make this assumption that we're going to have too much money in that fund. When I talked to the chief several times as the sponsor of this bill, and I have the text if you want to see it, he was comfortable with the 10 million number, and he wasn't entirely comfortable lowering it. I don't know what happened that it got lowered, because people I talked to including the one sitting next to me, we're fine with the 10 million number. So I think we should stay with the 10 million number, given that we know we're going to have a perpetual application process now next year, meaning anybody that's enrolled is entitled to their $500. They don't have to enroll. If they need it, they just have it. So I'm in favor of staying with the $10 million.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, the executive branch got up during the last meeting, and the meeting before, they did want to keep it at $10 million. And after discussion with I don't know who, they determined that they were okay with a very small deducted amount. And they got up and said, we support this amendment to reduce. It wasn't by the numbers that were being discussed at the table, because the original numbers discussed at the table were significantly more than the 200 plus thousand reduction. But so if executive is comfortable with that, then I'm okay with that.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I wish we would get an official spokesperson from the chief in the future, because I feel like if the chief says it, I believe it. When it comes down through messengers, it's not clear. I will say that I don't believe it's in our best interest to do what we did before, which was not fund this sufficiently and have to come back and pull money out of it. I know we're only looking at $250,000, but if we don't have it based on what's going on, you'll have to pull it out of the permanent fund to cover it. And once that happens, I mean, spend up the permanent fund. So I would prefer for us to try to fund it as closely to what we think the number is as possible, and not just pick a number and do that.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I support this amendment for some of the same reasons stated, but I don't believe that it's necessary to pull $250,000 out. We have found ourselves before being short in that fund. At this time, the way all of our documents indicate, that $250,000, should it need to be placed back in there, will have to come out of the permanent fund. I don't support that. I think we need to load it up front. And I will also verify that my conversations with Chief Standing Bear and that portion of the executive branch wanted it to stay at $10 million. So I don't know where the lines get crossed here, but I think that it needs to be moved back up to $10 million. So I do support this amendment.
Congressman Tillman.
Speaker, would it be fair, since we have a representative from the executive branch here with us, to comment, Director of Operations?
I don't recall doing that before. The only way that could happen would be under Committee of the Whole. So we'd have to move away from General Order Day 3 and go to motions and notices and then
Understood.
Go back to, okay. Congressman Maker.
I would just like to make a comment. I do support that amount for the health, because the health of our nation is very important. We all know that. But there was a time in this Congress when every time there was money moved or amendments and appropriations, there was usually, especially the large ones, and I consider that large, $250,000, there was usually a fiscal analysis done with some of these movements. And I don't see that anymore here. I guess it all happens in appropriations, where one thing moves, it causes something else to need to be moved sometimes. But I'm just saying, back in the day, it seemed like there was always a fiscal analysis done on a lot of these appropriation bills and amendments.
I'm going to go ahead and speak on this one. And you're right, Congressman Maker. By rule, there is supposed to be a fiscal analysis. That was previously done by our budget analyst. We don't have one in place right now to do the fiscal analysis. I feel like setting through probably every appropriations committee, the committee and the chair have been diligent about keeping us informed of where we are versus appropriation requests and bills that have passed against projected revenue. So I've considered that not really a fiscal analysis, but keeping an eye on the ball, which is what the fiscal analysis was put in rule to do. Speaking against this amendment, I am the one that made the amendment to reduce from 10 million to 9,750,000. That was done for a couple reasons. I'm going to go ahead and throw out some numbers. First one, I heard yesterday that we're spending, tracking to spend about $750,000 a month this year. Even if that was number was 800,000, that would be $9,600,000 that we would have spent this year. We appropriated $9,300,000 to the fund last year. This was the first year that the rollover kicked in. The rollover was $616,000. So with that math, I mean, some have said, well, that's $10,600,000 that is going to be in the fund with the $10 million appropriation and the $600,000 rollover. Even if we saw a $100,000 a month increase and it kicked it up to, say, $900,000, that still does not come close to what would be in the fund. I think this is a reasonable reduction. We are hitting our heads against the so-called ceiling versus appropriations versus projected revenue. I don't think we need to appropriate all of the funds and have money, additional money, sitting in a fund. Although in a perfect world, that would be good. I also want to point out that the annual application process that was changed just last fall, not even a year into it, that reduced the administrative fee by $200,000 to $250,000. So I think this is a responsible amendment, and there is plenty of money in the fund. And if something dramatic happens, then I guess we'll throw out the permanent fund deal again for conversational sake in debate. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I grew up as the youngest of six, and everybody always either referred to me as wise beyond my years or just devious enough to know how to get away with it because I got to see my brothers and my sister make mistakes before me. I offer this amendment because I believe that if we don't learn from our past, we're destined to repeat it. We've done this before. I appreciate the recess because it gave me an opportunity to go grab my folder from the last time we did this, and in it, our projections from my office as budget analyst were the last time we did this, based on numbers from the executive branch, we cut the appropriation in the budgetary session, and then we had to come back in August of 2017 in a special session because we made the wrong call. There's a deficit there. Looking at memos from the assistant chief at the time, say, this is how we come up with the shortfall, or this is how we fix it. 2.4 million from the permanent fund, or from the interest off of the permanent fund, which resulted in ONCA 1788. To supplement ONCA 1688, which is where we initially cut the appropriation based on some of the very same arguments that we have today. The request was from $10 million from the executive branch. I believe that that's where it needs to stay. That's why I offered the amendment. If we don't learn from our past, we're destined to repeat it. And I see the same issue happening today that we've already seen in the past. So I'm offering the amendment to try to stop us from causing another special session from not appropriating enough funding right now. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Any more discussion regarding the amendment? Okay. We have a roll call vote.
Congresswoman.
Go ahead. Everybody clear on the amendment?
Yes. I'm paying attention.
Okay, this is to reduce the, to increase from $9,750,000 to $10 million.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congresswoman Whitmore?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
No.
Speaker Walker?
No. The amendment fails. We are now on ONCA 1860, an act to authorize and appropriate $180,000 to the Osage Nation Foundation to be administered and distributed as donations and matching grants for arts, culture, and history, and to establish an alternate effective date. Amendments will be voted on the order received. First Amendment is page 1, lines 15, 22, and 36. Strike general and insert community. Is there any discussion to this amendment? Congresswoman Edwards.
We were presented information in committee that the funds that are utilized by the nation's funds that come from the nation that used to be donation line item money for the chief's office, which were transferred into the foundation to be utilized in that same fashion, are called community grants, so I changed the name to community grants.
Any additional discussion regarding the amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor of the amendment passing say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, the amendment passes. Amendment number 2 to ONCA 1860 is page 1, line 25. Strike $100,000 and insert $80,000. And adjust totals and corresponding language. Line 31, strike $80,000 and insert $60,000 and adjust totals and corresponding language. Line 37, strike $180,000 and insert $140,000 and adjust totals and corresponding language. The amendment was presented by Congresswoman Pratt. Is there any discussion regarding the amendment? Congresswoman Edwards.
So the amendment is either you cut the community grant and you cut the art grant together, or you don't, because it's one amendment, right? All right, that's a question to the sponsor of the amendment.
Yes.
Okay.
Congresswoman Pratt, is that a yes? That's what I heard.
Yes. Well, it was, no, I did separate lines, so. And I said them all at once, so I guess it would be one amendment. I didn't break them out when it was read.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Would you like to break out the amendment so that it's two separate votes on two separate issues?
I can. I mean, I'm not, I don't have an objection to that if, in case someone.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Has an amendment to
maybe just with a question.
Second.
Madam Clerk, is that motion in order?
Yes.
The motion is in order. Is there a second?
I second it.
Seconded by Congresswoman Edwards. So the question is to split the motion. How did you?
Move to split the question.
Move to split the question. Any discussion? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Aye. I think that I heard some discussion at the table that it was made as one amendment and then some consideration maybe to split it. I think this is an easy way to do it while we're here on general order day 3, to split the question to each portion that's being amended, so it's like two different amendments. So that is the purpose of the motion.
But the issue with that is part of the amendment is the last part, which is striking $180,000, which is the appropriation request of $140,000. So that would need to be cleaned up. if one were to pass and the other were to not.
I understand the technicality. I would do a parliamentary inquiry. To see if there's a remedy.
Madam Clerk, do you have a parliamentary?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If one of the two numbers in the top paragraph is changed and the other is not, we can do an amendment to the amendment to change the 140 to the correct number, adding up the two that pass.
So it would be three. Question.
Well, wouldn't we adjust totals accordingly?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Well, this, there was specific language in the third one.
Mr. Chairman, they are right, though. It would have to be split into three questions, I think.
Well, wouldn't you just adjust the totals?
Because it specifically says total 140 in the third one.
Now.
For those listening, let's stay in.
Move for a recess.
Second.
Motion to recess by Congresswoman Goodfox, seconded by Congressman Mason. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of recessing, say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. We're in recess.